USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Hector Alec Baldwin could have a tough legal road ahead following the decision from a New Mexico district attorney to charge the actor with two counts of involuntary manslaughter. Attorney and host of The Weeknd, Michael Brown, says Baldwin's previous statements could hurt him in court.
Everything that he said, including the denials of shooting the gun, when in fact we know that he shot the gun, that's going to be used in the jury in the case before the jury.
Brown also says the district attorney's office likely was cautious in its decision because Baldwin is a high-profile actor. Amara Hanna Gutierrez-Reed will also be charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter. Americans could be stuck with even higher credit card and loan payments. This after J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon predicted interest rates will keep rising as the Fed tries to slow inflation. Dimon told CNBC rates could top 5%. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is confident the U.S. won't default on its debt.
Periodically, the debt ceiling has to be lifted, and it's always a rather contentious effort.
His comments come as the U.S. hit its debt ceiling today, prompting the Treasury Department to suspend new investments in some federal retiree funds. McConnell told reporters in Louisville, Kentucky, Congress will come to a resolution to raise the debt limit before the Treasury exhausts its extraordinary measures in June. Jill Biden, the First Lady, is recovering after having some procedures performed. Ryan Daniels has more.
A White House memo released Wednesday said the lesion was a, quote, common, totally harmless growth. A cancerous lesion was removed from above the First Lady's right eye as well as her chest. Dr. Kevin O'Connor, the physician to the president, said that Biden is, quote, recovering nicely from the procedures.
This is USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The U.S. and Germany will try to reach an agreement on sending tanks to Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Berlin to discuss weapons for Ukraine with Germany's new defense minister. Dozens of allies have pledged weapons for Ukraine, but Kyiv says it needs tanks to fend off Russian forces. Guns are still a problem at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. The TSA says nearly 450 guns were confiscated last year, which is at least 65 more than any other airport in the U.S. It marks the seventh year in a row Atlanta has had that distinction. The cause of Lisa Marie Presley's death is still up in the air. Lance Pry explains.
The cause of Lisa Marie Presley's death has not yet been revealed by the coroner. According to the Los Angeles County Medical Examiner coroner, Presley's case status has been deemed deferred pending additional investigation. Deferred means that after an autopsy, a cause of death has not yet been determined, and the medical examiner is requesting more information into her death. I'm Lance Pry.
National coffee chain Starbucks is expanding delivery across the U.S. The company is announcing a partnership with DoorDash to bring drinks and treats to customers' homes. Starbucks officials say 95% of items offered in stores will be available for order, including customizable beverages. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look...